What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode number 18 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to gaming. And we've reached episode number 18. We are of legal age. So I am The Real Spoons on Twitter as @TheRealSpoons. And with me is my co-host, Mr. Baggeroni Macaroni. What's up, Bags?
What's up, man?
Mr. Chris Bags here at Bags Gaming on Twitter.
Yep.
Keeping it real, keeping it fresh. So we like to kick off each episode here by discussing what we've been playing lately. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of get into some hot topics in the gaming community.
Hot topics.
And just as a reminder, we are streaming this live on twitch.tv/Nookshots. Nookshots Network is our brand new network that we're a part of. And we love it here. You know, they put us in a nice room. They put us...
Tom Nook charges fucking crazy.
Tom Nook, bro, man. He is just outrageous.
He's just shooting, you know? Right now.
He's shooting it?
Yeah, I don't know what
he's shooting
means.
The shit. He's lining it up and he's knocking it down. So yeah, this is our casual gaming podcast, Mistakes Were Made. You can check us out on Twitter, @MistakesCast. You can see all that stuff right above my head. For Nookshots, definitely follow us on Twitter because we are growing and we're trying to expand to a new city near you. So Bags, what have you been playing lately?
Lots of Switch. Yeah. I've been playing Dead Cells on the Switch. I finally got it. I don't remember if I talked about it on the last podcast we did.
You might have briefly mentioned it to me. Off podcast because it's been a little while.
So yeah, it came out and everybody's like, you should get this.
Yeah, I was one of those people. I was like, you should get this.
So I went on vacation and for the flight, I'm like, I'm going to get this game. And I did, and it's fucking awesome, right up my alley.
So good, man.
So I've been playing actually a ton of that lately. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a little bit of that Tetris 99, played a little of it, little yesterday. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Cadence of Hyrule. Definitely need to get more into that and like give that its due diligence.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as far as like Dead Cells, like, you know, I probably have mentioned this before, but me and Tommy Johns and I believe Danny D-Train, when we were at TwitchCon 2017, we saw Dead Cells. They had a really tiny booth. They had like two tables and they... That's all right. No worries. They had like two tables. You know, they barely had a sign up. They maybe had like a cardboard sign.
It's dope.
And at PAX East this year, they had a giant castle thing that had Dead Cells. Like, it was so cool to see like how far they've come.
Yeah.
And like how many people love that game. Because as soon as we played it on PC with the Xbox controller, I think.
Yeah.
As soon as we played it, we're like, this is different. And this is awesome.
For me, it's just addicting. For whatever reason, for anybody who hasn't listened to this podcast before, is I played a bunch of Binding of Isaac. I'm not the best at it, but it kind of reminds me of that in the sense is like you do runs of like things and you get different
dungeon
weapons
runs
and all that.
Kind of thing. Yeah,
and that's just like for some reason it grabs me.
It grabs him.
Yeah,
that's Bag's signature phrase. It grabs him.
This podcast. Yeah.
No, definitely. And one of the first things like we asked the developers, and they were so nice when we met them in TwitchCon, like they gave us codes and things like that. I was even in contact with one of them for a little bit through email. Was like, what is this coming to the Switch? That's like we just kept asking them that. Like, I think we might have played it like two or three times when we were there. And we just kept asking them like, when is this coming to the Switch? And it's on the Switch, and I could say it's like incredibly popular on the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like definitely, like that's probably like the best platform they have.
I mean, I know we're going to get off topic with this, but like I now like to get my indie games on the Switch. Like I prefer them there just because I can, a lot, those are jump in, jump out games, right? Yeah. And the Switch is perfect for that.
Yeah.
So, of course. That's just where I'm playing a lot of those games.
Yeah. Now, as far as what I've been playing, I have been all over the map.
Yeah, I know. I see your Twitter feed.
All
I know what you're playing.
Over the map. No, I don't know what I'm playing.
You're playing fucking DayZ.
I'm playing more than that.
You're playing... if you haven't streamed it, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. So let's see. I'll go over the games I've been playing recently. I've been playing Gears of War 4.
I knew that.
Gears of War 2.
I knew that.
Gears of War 3. I've been playing.
I didn't know you played 3.
Playing DayZ. I have been playing Spider-Man PS4.
It's about time you beat that fucking game.
I've been playing Tetris 99. I've been playing every console known to man. I've been playing Moonlighter.
Oh, how is Moonlighter?
I've only played like 10 minutes of it. Okay. But it was awesome when I was playing it. Like, basically, I loaded it up to try to see, because it's on Game Pass for PC even.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, can I, like, it seemed like a
Greg
game.
Greg Miller loves that game.
Right. It seemed like a game I could only really, like, I was like, oh, is this going to be good with mouse and keyboard? It's not that good with mouse and keyboard. You want to use a controller.
Plug in a controller?
Yeah, you can. But I just wanted to see. That's why I played for 10 minutes, just to kind of see. I've also been playing a bunch of other games. I loaded up Apex and played some Apex. Season 2 came out. We'll get into that a little bit later. What else did I load up? Oh, there's other Steam games I played. I just don't remember what they are. I don't know why I've been playing so many. I've been trying to, like, figure out what I want to do. A Little Sea of Thieves. That's the thing with me. It's just, like, I've been playing so many different games, and I want to create content on these games, but I'm being pulled in so many different directions.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
I sent you a GIF.
You did, yes, of
Super Saiyan Goku.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for some reason. What?
Because you need to go Super Saiyan to handle all this stuff.
Yeah, so, by the way, guys, if you guys want to submit any topics for us to cover throughout this stream or throughout this podcast, feel free to
send us $1,000.
Send us $1,000 doubloons. Put it in the chat, and hopefully we will remember. I will try to note it down with a pen I do not have because I forgot to bring it into the room. But I will try to note it down on my phone, and we'll try to get it to it at the end of the podcast. In the future podcast, we're probably going to have a system set up, so if you guys want to submit a topic, you do a freaking command in the chat, and you can submit your topic, and we'll get to it later. But anyway, feel free to put that in the chat if you guys want to. But yeah, that's basically what I've been playing. Been a lot of different stuff. I just keep feeling like playing different things for some reason. Sometimes I get in these moods where it's like, oh, I could play some DayZ. Apparently they made a really great update. See,
for me, like, my schedule has changed. If you listen to Just Because Podcast, you know I start a new job. I started going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. So by the time I get home and do everything, it's like, I don't want to.
How many people are there?
At the gym at 5:30 in the morning? I don't know. Two. A handful?
A handful.
Yeah, more than you'd expect.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I just kind of lay in bed and play the Switch. Like, I don't boot on the computer. I don't boot on anything
else. Yeah. I actually, because I kind of was, like, not playing my Switch as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I just brought it, and I just put it right next to my bed. And I was like, I will definitely pick this up if I'm just laying in bed and I'm like, oh, the Switch is right here. Because usually I'm laying in bed and I'm, like, on my phone, and, like, midway through, like, my kind of journey on my phone, I'm like, ah, I could be playing a Switch game right now. So that is kind of what I've been up to. But so, if we want to get into some topics here, let's hop into it. All right. So I wrote it down on this beautiful.
He wrote it
this
down.
Is a paint sample from Lowe's.
I was thinking you were writing it on. You're writing on it downstairs.
I couldn't
I'm like,
find
what
a,
the fuck is that?
I couldn't find a notepad.
Like a
so
sticky note.
And luckily, this is it's a nebulous white paint sample.
Nebulous white.
And luckily,
fancy.
We can actually read what I wrote on it because
it's, so
it's
white.
White exactly.
Yeah.
So the first thing I wanted to bring up here, I'm not sure if it's something that you've been made aware of, but Twitch has been rolling out this feature that has kind of been controversial.
I've heard about
and it's
it.
Twitch subscriber streams, right? So it's streams that are only accessible on the channel if you're a subscriber for whatever channel you're watching.
Don't they have subscriber only chat though?
So they have sub only chat, yeah.
So why
but,
not just put on sub only chat and let whoever the fuck wants to watch watch it?
So you got to think. No, I definitely agree with that. But from my like, I don't think it's that great of an idea. There's actually some interesting topics about it that we'll get into a bit later. I just think that it's paywalling people. Like, Twitch is a free service, right?
I just don't get it. Like, you can do sub-only chats.
Right.
That,
but people, but think of, like, all the people in the just chatting section who are showing a little bit too much And they're like, you know, oh, every Sunday we do a stream where I show a little bit more. Or
they'll get caught for that.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
If it crosses the line.
If it crosses,
even
exactly.
if it's sub only. So,
exactly.
Like,
but imagine them streaming without showing anything and then saying, hey, on Sunday, you know, we're going to show some more. Or like that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, then
I know
you
that's
get a bunch of subs. You get
exactly.
the money for the month. And then what? They don't do that, or they do and they get fucking banned. Whatever,
yeah, but they probably won't get banned, like because they're doing it anyway right now for free. You know
I see what you're saying,
and like especially with Twitch Prime, you know how many people are just like, oh, I'll just use my Twitch Prime.
I didn't think of that thinking about it as any of the streamers I watch, like Tim the Tatman or you or Lyric
right.
or any of that, those people.
Right. Well, you know, obviously I'm going to paywall my streams so that no one shows up.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I just think it's a really interesting, like I wasn't really surprised that Twitch came out with something like this. And I started thinking of like companies, right? So like there's a lot of companies that have Twitch streams.
Yeah.
So like, for example, you know, if I don't know, if Gears was like, we're showcasing a brand new feature to our maybe not Gears, but like Kind of Funny, for example, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Kind of Funny is a company that they stream their podcasts. You know, they're trying to make money. Maybe they do an exclusive podcast once a month for their subscribers.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? Something like they definitely do that stuff on
Patreon,
right?
It's Patreon.
Right.
It's like a Patreon feature in Twitch.
It's a benefit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I bet the Twitch is going for that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how it's going to be used, I don't think so.
Right. So
it might, but not everybody's going to use it that way.
Exactly. People are afraid that the content they're getting for free right now is going to be paywalled. But I think what Twitch is going for, and I'm not trying to support Twitch for this. I do think it's a weird decision.
The post show is subscriber only, or
right, exactly.
Like, the last 15 minutes of the stream.
Or we have a new subscriber only podcast.
Or like Lyric's Sub Sunday is subscriber only.
Yeah, or I'll show you my ball sack. I'm just kidding. sorry, I've had too much beer.
You had two and a half, like a beer and a half.
One and a half. Yeah, but this is a big beer. All right.
Okay.
Canned in
it's
Lakeland.
A pint. It's a pint.
Is it a pint? Anyway.
Yeah,
one
pint.
So
one
thing
on
that's very interesting about this, and it's something I didn't really think of, but I saw some articles on, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, is that
probably
there are
not.
Certain games that aren't allowed to be subscriber streams. So Overwatch, for example, has in their terms of service that their gameplay cannot be paywalled, basically.
Interesting.
So, like, there are other games that have that. And I didn't even think of that when Twitch came out with this feature.
Yeah.
Is that you literally cannot, technically, I don't know if they're going to enforce that in their terms of service, but technically, there are certain games you are not allowed to have subscriber-only streams on. Because you're not allowed to paywall the gameplay. It's fine to paywall the chat, but the gameplay itself has to always be free.
But I don't understand why a streamer would want to sub only their stream unless they're trying to get more subs, you know, like...
Right.
Like, okay, let's do a sub, but I don't know. Like, to me, you'd want the most viewers you can get.
Right.
And you're going to get that without paywalling them.
Right.
You know?
Plus, you have ads you can run, too.
Exactly.
So even those people that are watching for free are helping you. I know you probably don't get a ton from ads, and you get more from subscriptions.
But it's better than nothing, and these huge streamers have so many people. It's like
it
adds up, probably.
I don't think these huge streamers are going to do it. I think people that are kind of middle of the road are probably going to try it out.
I guess.
But one thing I would really love to see, and I've mentioned this for a while, and this is sort of a good opportunity for it, is that, you know, obviously Twitch is owned by Amazon, and it would be awesome if you could do like movie nights with Amazon Video movies, and maybe that's only allowed if you're a subscriber. Like maybe because if you do subscriber only movie nights, like the whatever publishing company for the movie or whatever, like whatever it is, will get a portion of any subscriptions that are made during that movie or something like that. Because I've ever since Amazon purchased Twitch, I was like, it'd be awesome to have movie nights and be able to stream an actual movie without getting copyright striked. So I think that maybe that's something that they're gearing up for, but I feel like they would have released that prior to this subscriber only thing, just because I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of like licensing issues with that I'm not aware of for movies.
Maybe, yeah.
Being broadcasted to people, but that's why I'm saying like
the sound, you know, like they flag
the audio, yeah. And obviously, like, you know, like for example, Maria, my fiance, touching the wall here. I've never done that
for 10 days.
Yeah, she actually. My fiance for 10 days. Exactly. It's almost days. Single digits. No.
I think it might be like, it's probably like.
At this point.
9 hours and
two minutes.
And 2 hours or something. Anyway.
But anyway, so like she and a bunch of other her, she's a teacher. So a bunch of other her, of her coworkers would show like my Netflix account, because we share a Netflix account, or like Amazon account and stuff like that. And they actually ended up getting a notice from Netflix saying they can't do that because it's showing Netflix to people that are not subscribed to Netflix. Like they're not allowed to show it to mass audiences. Like it's a copyright issue.
How did they get caught doing that?
Because they can probably see where that account logged in from, which is a school. Uh-huh. And then, all the data that's being used.
I didn't know that.
Or something. Yeah. So they're actually like, there was a formal notice sent out from like the administration saying they can't do that. So I'm thinking it's a similar issue for Twitch. Like they can't show it to all these people that probably aren't subscribed to Netflix, but if it's a subscriber only, maybe there's a way around that, because technically those people are paying and maybe Twitch can give a little bit of that money to whatever the movie, you know, company is or whatever, movie you're showing. So anyway, I think that's something that like would be cool.
Maybe
if that
stuff factors into it, then I think it makes a little more sense, mm-hmm. To do it. But
I mean, to be fair, we have no idea what we're talking about.
That's true with that too. Kind of it's stuff. All speculation.
But I think that it's something worth thinking about. And maybe Twitch, if you're listening, do it.
Sponsor us.
Just do it. Sponsor us? We're on Twitch already. We're already sponsored.
Partner us.
Yes. yeah, pretty interesting, though. And I think there was something. Well, it's very interesting that, like, those certain games cannot be streamed. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that they put that in their terms
right.
of agreements.
And I think that's awesome that, like, games do that, where it says, like, any gameplay from this game has to be free. Like, free for viewing. And, like, not every game has done that, but like a game as big as, I believe Overwatch is one of those games, and maybe even like Dota 2, I think is maybe potentially one of them. But like a game as big as that, that could easily have people subscribe
to watch the gameplay,
like, or like any sort of paywall. If it was like MLG or something like that, like, you know, there would be people that would pay to watch.
Uh-huh.
I keep burping.
It's cause the beer.
I just think it's really awesome that like they would do that.
Yeah, they think about the
Twitch,
consumer,
YouTube, you know, all those kind of things. And you know, it's funny because YouTube has been around longer than Twitch has, and they have never done anything that's paywalled video game content. Uh-huh. They've done stuff that's paywalled, obviously, like movies or TV shows episodes that you have to pay to watch, which makes sense.
Yeah,
but like you're not going to PewDiePie's channel and not being able to watch a third of his videos because they're paywalled or something like that.
Yeah.
There's an option to subscribe, to join, which is basically subscribing on Twitch, but there's not, nothing's
YouTube
paywalled
had that
content
red
wise
thing where you'd have to pay a subscription.
Right. But
get.
Those are like really, really kind of like orchestrated and directed, content. Like, it's not something like I couldn't just record, at least as far as I know, I couldn't just record like a gameplay video of me playing DayZ and be like, all right, this is part of YouTube Red now.
Yeah, like that's like higher budgeted things. Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into the next subject here. And just as a reminder, feel free to put any subjects you want us to talk about in the chat. So Sony Studios, you know a little bit more about this, but apparently Sony Studios they're trying to acquire studios for PS5, which
they're
makes a lot of sense.
Trying to ramp up for PS5.
Right.
And there's no, at least what I have heard, is that there's no they haven't nabbed any like studio yet, but they're because Microsoft has a ton of them, right? Microsoft.
Yeah, they've acquired a bunch. Yeah.
But there's speculation that Sony is trying to acquire new studios for PS5.
Right.
And the podcast specifically I was listening to were trying to guess like who would they try to get, and Insomniac was like one of the ones because you know they make Spider-Man, it's a Sony exclusive, makes sense, yes. Right? But a lot of the big companies, Insomniac, Capcom would be a huge get.
Does
for
Sony
anybody.
Need more? They're being so greedy.
No, they don't.
All right, they've got a.
If the cycle continues the way it has, Microsoft will be on top next gen. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But, see, like, I understand them trying to get studios to make more game or like to acquire studios for PS5, but they have so many quality studios. Like the studio, I think it's
Santa Monica, Guerrilla.
Guerrilla, exactly. Yeah, they have Naughty Dog.
Yeah, Naughty Dog. Who's, I mean, fucking Kojima's whatever the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, Kojima Productions, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, with Death Stranding. I'm sure they have a bunch more.
I bet... Horizon Zero Dawn 2 is a PS5
that's
Guerrilla.
Launch
title. It's going to
be a
launch.
Probably. I can see that being a launch title. I actually wasn't... Well, obviously they weren't at E3, but I'm surprised there hasn't been a tease for it yet, or at least a confirmation that
it's
going to
be
happening.
A launch
title.
Would you,
like,
would
is it
that,
happening, though?
I'd assume. You okay. have to. Yeah. I mean, God of War...
I mean, that game was so
good. The sequel to God of War has pretty much been confirmed, I believe, but I don't think that's going to be ready for launch of the PS5, but would Horizon Zero Dawn 2 make you get
100%
PS5 on launch if it was a launch title?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
is there
depending,
anything?
Well,
so we're getting next question. I don't want to cut you off, but I want you to answer this next question.
Bitch.
For anybody new to this stream or the podcast, we're big Gears of War fans, and we're getting Gears 5 on the Xbox One.
Well, might get it on PS4.
Well, would you? Is there anything that would make you buy the next Xbox at launch?
Other than Gears?
Yeah, which we're not getting. Like that's going to be on Xbox
One. So, the thing about it is it's kind of like the same philosophy I had with the Xbox One X, where it's like I know Microsoft is making games for all their Xbox
One
consoles.
Yeah, I guess it's a different animal.
Consoles,
like, that question
right?
doesn't hold
so,
as true
right.
anymore.
So, and I appreciate the way Microsoft is tackling that, where they're saying any of our consoles, the goal at least, you know, who knows if that's going to end up being true, but they said the goal at least is to have all of their Xbox One series be able to play the games at different resolutions, frame rates, things like performance.
Right, right.
You know. So the reason I upgraded to Xbox One X was only because of that GameStop deal. I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Right.
Where I was able to trade in my phone and my other Xbox One and basically get this thing for free.
Yeah.
Actually get it for free just by trading those two things in. So what would make me get Xbox Scarlet is if there were like, some really like different gameplay features that would really enhance,
like, would Halo Gears. Do it for you? Like, if Halo, like, if Halo is a launch title, like,
well,
Gears is not going to
but
be.
It's also going to be on Xbox One X.
Yeah, so would you get, like,
no,
like Horizon Zero Dawn 2, like, that's like Sony's
still doing it the old way.
Yeah,
which is not the wrong
still,
way.
It's still working,
right? Exactly.
And it's like they don't even need these new studios. They have fucking Guerrilla and Sony Santa Monica.
Yeah,
God of War is my second favorite game of all time.
That's like, ridiculous.
It's
second
not, though,
favorite game?
Yeah, because Ocarina of Time is still my favorite
second
game
favorite
ever.
Game.
Yeah.
Wow. What a scrub this guy is.
Let's don't know if they actually. And I think they have enough, but honestly, I think Sony's a little greedy. And they just want everything. They're on top.
They're getting a little bit better with the crossplay stuff, though. But I still think...
like a smidge.
Yeah, I still think they are getting greedy. And that's because they're winning by so much, you know. Winning in quotes. But I just think that... I think the way Microsoft is doing it, like, that's an interesting question. If there's anything... Like, it used...
Like,
at
what?
Least it
like,
used to
if
be
it
a
was
question...
the old way. Like,
right.
Like, if...
What would make me get it is
a Gears game?
Another Gears game.
Yeah, but that, or, we already know that's not going to happen.
Or
on launch, on launch.
Or potentially,
because I've said it before on podcast,
Sunset Overdrive would potentially
don't think that's gonna happen.
Well, yeah.
See, I've said it before. If I knew,
drop the topics.
If I knew Gears 4 was gonna be so late. Like I wouldn't have gotten an Xbox One on launch. Like, I wouldn't have done it.
Right. I still would have because I'm a fanboy. No, actually, I wouldn't have got it at launch, but I
know that at the time.
I wouldn't have waited until Gears 4 because there were other games that I did enjoy playing.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
Sunset Overdrive.
I mean,
for example.
Same here, but like, I would not have gotten it. Like, the launch lineup was so.
No, it was shit. I played Call of Duty Ghosts. I wanted to.
The game
was
crap.
Throw it out the window. Dead Rising 3 was actually awesome. Or Dead Rising 4, sorry, not 3. Was actually really awesome. I beat that game. That was a great game. I had a lot of fun with it. But, you know, you can't expect launch titles to always be as good as Breath of the Wild.
No, you can't. But
but
at the same time, they need to sell consoles. And, like,
see, at that point, Microsoft, they couldn't back out of their launch date. And they made so many issues up until that point that it was just like, or they created so many problems because of all the 24/7 online connectivity, all that shit with that guy that said a bunch of stuff he shouldn't have said at the Xbox thing. What was his name? I forget his name, but he said something like, because they were going to do the 24/7 online connectivity with Xbox One. And Jeff Keighley, you know, the guy who does the Game Awards, he was interviewing him and was like, well, what if people don't have, like, a great internet connection? Like, what are they supposed to do? And Don Matrick, that's his name, Don Matrick, he got fired.
I don't remember this dude's name.
Because I remember his face. And people talk about him all the time on the Xbox One subreddit. He basically said he literally said, actually, you know, Xbox One is for people that have a consistent connection to the internet, and Xbox 360 is for people that don't.
Okay.
And it was like,
they were
how
still pushing,
can you say that?
They were still pushing 360 at the time.
Yeah, but how can you say that?
I think thinking back, like you saying that now, it's like they wanted to do what they're going to do with one.
Exactly.
With 360, and it 360 wasn't powerful enough to do that.
Well, yeah, and also,
like, because one Xbox One's not going away,
like,
the next gen.
Microsoft jumped the gun entirely, because think of what they're doing with Project xCloud. They got Google Stadia, like, entering the market, and, like, them saying the 24/7 online connectivity, like, you don't have to update your games, I think was one of the things. Like, all this kind of, like, online stuff, you can do digital trade-ins. That's something that's going to happen in the future. And Microsoft just announced it way too early, and obviously we weren't ready for it.
It's Sega Dreamcast syndrome.
They weren't ready for it because, as we can
see, it's the Sega Dreamcast syndrome.
Exactly,
ahead of its time.
Exactly, but luckily
they were able to save themselves.
Exactly, Phil Spencer. Luckily, they fired the guy that was the cause of the PR issues, and Phil Spencer came in and you know, he is so pro gamer.
Yeah,
that, like, you know, he obviously wants to do what's best for the gamer first, business second, kind of thing. At least that's what it seems like. But, you know, you can see when he comes out for E3, all the love that he gets and things like that, that like didn't really happen in past years. Anyway, back to the topic, like Sony acquiring new studios for PS5. The only reason I can think of them doing that is maybe like, Guerrilla Games isn't ready for PS5 launch. Maybe they're given a date and they're like, we can't hit this. Maybe The Last of Us 2 is obviously going to probably be PS4 and PS5, but maybe they want something that's only PS5 that's obviously will push consoles, like you mentioned. So maybe they don't have a studio that's prepared for that yet, and they want to acquire a studio that's maybe already working on a PS4 game and something that's going to, they don't have a relationship with. That they can easily like push because they're new or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, we can hop into the next topic here. And this is an interesting one, unless you have anything else to add with the Sony stuff.
Nah, like, I think it's just natural that they're looking for more studios. I mean, I honestly think they're going to come out with a banger for PS5, like Horizon Zero Dawn 2, or I don't think it's going to be God of War 2. I don't think that's gonna happen that soon.
See, I don't think it'll be called God of War 2, or well, will it?
You know, the sequel to God of War. Yeah, like, yeah. Like I, because God of War 2 exists already. Don't get.
But so does God of War. Like, is this a, was that considered a reboot? Do you know, or is it considered?
What's is there? Is there four. Like a? Is there like a
timeline?
No, is there like a soft reboot? I guess is the word
maybe,
for it.
Yeah.
This is totally off topic. List your, what you wrote down, but
yeah,
it's considered a sequel. Okay, like I don't. Did you watch Raising Kratos?
No, not
yet. I want to, but I haven't watched it yet. But I've heard things about it. It's like Kratos wasn't supposed to be in the game.
Oh, really?
Like, he was not supposed to be in it, and Corey Barlog pushed for Kratos to be in the game.
Who was supposed to be in it? Do you know?
No, I don't. Maybe they said, and I just don't know. But
interesting.
But he, Kratos wasn't supposed to be like a character in the game.
So list your top three games of all time. Let's just do three.
Ocarina of Time, God of War.
Do
it's between Gears 1 and 2.
Do it. Do it. We're talking overall game, not just story. Overall game.
Overall Gears 1 then.
Okay.
Gears of War 1.
All right. Yeah. Proud of you.
Because Gears 2's multiplayer out of the gun was not that optimized.
You know,
Title Update 6.
You know what it is for me? It is Gears 1.
Okay. That's your favorite game of all time is Gears 1.
Of all time.
Okay.
Ocarina of Time,
okay,
which is a very, very close second. I don't want to underestimate the fact.
I can't. Nothing has unsat Ocarina of Time for me.
Yeah,
well, like see, I'm gonna get the Triforce tattooed on my body.
Yeah, well, eventually. See, the thing for me is Ocarina of Time was what made me fall in love with gaming in general on the N64 because I remember my dad bringing it home, and then having, you know, Zelda as part of that and me playing through it. It was just amazing. Let's hear from people in the chat as well. Let's see your top three games of all time, and we'll see what they are. But, yeah, so Ocarina of Time for me made me fall in love with gaming, but Gears of War 1 made me fall in love with, like, what I do so much now with is, like, online gaming.
Right, right.
Like, that was the first real experience I had, and I just, like I literally remember playing with you on Gridlock, and you found out how to use the chainsaw before I did.
I remember we were in your room at your parents' house.
Yeah, and then I was like walking out of the spawn, and you're like, hit B, hold B, and I did, and I chainsawed, and I blew my mind. Like I literally still remember that, and like that is like a defining moment for me.
That was like the pinnacle of. We're getting way off topic here, but I don't know. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That was the pinnacle of online gaming. Like that was the beginning of Xbox Live, and it's like
right. Freakazoid 7, baby.
yeah, so like that stuff, like we were trash at Gears when we first started playing.
But no, that's definitely like a pinnacle, and like obviously all the stuff I've done with Gears up until then, like part of teams and all that, like literally stemmed from that moment of me falling in love with that game.
Rip Blessed Spoons.
Yes. So as far as my number three game of all time.
Yeah, what's three? So it's Gears, if it's not God of War?
It might be God of War.
Dude, God of War.
It might be DayZ. No, I'm just kidding. DayZ. So is my number three game of all time. Oh, God, that's a tough one. I mean, God of War was amazing,
like,
right?
I can't. But I can't. God of War's game that I still think about. Like I want to go back and replay it, but there's story parts of it that I still think
you're
about.
Right.
Like, for whatever reason, I'll be at work, bored, and the parts of that game will pop up in my head.
You're right.
I don't know why.
Boy. Like yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. No, it's probably God of War. And, like, the crazy
like what, part... What competes with it, though? Like, what is making you indecisive?
The Last of Us.
That game is good. I'm not... Like, that game's in my top 10, probably. But God... Like, it does not last... Like I don't think about it like I do God of War.
I think about The Last of Us all the time.
Then that.
But I also think about
three.
God of War all the time too. Like the issue for me is like, is that when I remember us purchasing The Last of Us, and we're gonna take a break for our sponsors in a second here. Not really a break, but Yeah, you, those of you watching live won't have a break, but those of you listening on podcast services around the globe will. Is that I remember it was June when The Last of Us came out, okay? And we went and purchased it, and like we saw trailers and stuff like that, and it looked cool to us. And like for me, it like blew me away of how amazing it was. When it came to God of War, like we had set expectations because of all these great things people were saying about it, and they totally excelled.
That could be like a different time thing, though.
It excelled. Like that nostalgia is definitely building on the fact that like I think The Last of Us might take the number three spot, but also like I obviously God of War for me like excelled the expectations that I had for it, and like I love God of War. But like it is so hard for me to choose because I loved playing The Last of Us because I was like, this game is so much more than I expected it to be, having no like real review number context.
You're legit going in blind.
Right. Like, yeah. Like other legit, than like, seeing trailers for it and thinking, oh, this kind of looks cool. And it kind of like, obviously this isn't in my top five or anything, but I had the same feeling when I played Wolfenstein The New Order, and you did as well, because we didn't really have a lot to play on Xbox One. We didn't have a lot of context going in, and playing through that game, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like that feeling
what you're saying. It's like different expectations make, if the game is really good and you don't know what to expect, it like blows you away.
And
more.
I had that same feeling with Ocarina of Time because my dad brought it home Ocarina, and I didn't know. Yeah. And then Gears of War, I was in GameStop, I remember, and the guy
said, was just like luck. Like you got it first and you're like, well, this game is good, so they buy it.
The guy at GameStop literally said, because I walked in with my mom, I think, and like so that I could buy an M-rated game, and she was like, or the guy at GameStop was like, you can get Rainbow Six Vegas or Gears of War. He's like, these are two popular games right now. And I looked at the back and I was like, Gears of War looks like it has more blood and it looks like it's more fun. And I just got it. And then like,
that's what started it.
It exploded my expectations. I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. I knew nothing about like any press for it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm basing it on. I love God of War, but I had expectations going into it.
I get what you're
saying. It was going to be amazing.
Because I remember texting you actually, like, I was like, I'm going to get God of War because of all the good press it's getting.
Exactly.
And then it was just, I don't know, that's my favorite. That game.
Oh, it's amazing.
That game did something.
It is easily in my top five.
Yeah.
Easily in my
top five. It's my second favorite game of all time. Yeah. Ocarina is still my first, but it's my second favorite game.
So good. And this is kind of stemming off the topic here, before we get into the next one, is that in the chat, K-more, and if you guys are listening on a podcast services around the globe, we'll get into that in a second. K-more says the Jack series, the God of War series, and the Sly Cooper series. I know you love Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper's legit. They're in my top 10. Sly Cooper's fun, they're not my top 5, but they're definitely in my top 10. Those games I've played through multiple times.
I remember watching you play through them.
Yeah, I fucking love those games.
Well.
That's another thing. Like Cult game, I'd think. But love them. I love them.
And Cinnamon says Star Fox, Gold of War. I think she meant God of War
series.
And COD, which is interesting.
COD's good. Call of Duty World of War is in my top 10. My top 10
COD
games.
Is a pillar for a lot of people, like a milestone.
Like growing up.
People build on top of COD and like say, I love this game because I started
out
with
COD.
We've
talked about it on previous podcasts, how many CODs we've played, how many wee hours of summer, you know, like we've gone into playing COD. Like
even still to this day, like if there's a new Call of Duty coming out, I'm like, and then when they announce zombies, I'm like, probably. I'll probably buy that. But anyway, before we get into the next topic here, we're going to take a moment for our sponsors. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you listening live obviously didn't hear us talk about our sponsors, but we do on podcast services around the globe. So if you are listening...
If we do the live stream, just hit the recording, let it play, and then fucking...
Oh, maybe, yeah. But
might make our lives easier cutting it.
But you know what's great is that if you guys are listening on podcast services around the globe, If you tune in live, you don't have to hear the ads.
That's true. Just
you come don't on. Have to hear the ads for now.
But download the podcast anyway. I don't care if you listen to it. Just mm-hmm. download it.
No, it would definitely support us. Yeah. And by the way, we've had a bit to drink here, so sorry if
we sound like it's usually like that, right? We start with Just Because, and there's a beer segment in there. So then, and we always almost drink IPAs, which are 8%+ alcohol.
You goddamn right.
So it gets a little hairy. I get fucking dry mouth and I'm out of water, but
yeah,
it just happens, man.
So next topic here is one that's been talked about a lot throughout the community. Is Dr. Disrespect. Now, we all know what he did during E3. He went into the bathroom, had his camera crew filming in there. Very stupid. He came out with an apology today.
I didn't watch the apology.
It's not a video. So what he did was he has Dr. Disrespect, and then his actual name is Guy Beam.
Yeah.
So he has a Twitter account for Guy Beam. He posted a long kind of note on there explaining, like, on behalf of the Dr. Disrespect brand, you know, I apologize for all this stuff. And then on the Dr. Disrespect Twitter, he started going at a different writers from Kotaku, Jason Schreier, for one of them.
Which, like, I don't know about you, but I follow, like, Gary Whitta and some of the other kind of funny guys. And they were, like, they were all cool with his apology until he started jabbing, like, Jason Schreier and these other people.
So the one thing I think people have an issue with is that he did not own up to it from the Dr. Disrespect brand, as he calls it. Dr. Disrespect is him. I understand it's a brand as well, obviously. But Dr. Disrespect was the one that committed the felony. I guess it's technically a felony, right? But Dr. Disrespect was not the one that apologized for it.
Yeah.
It was the guy who apparently is not Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's apologizing on behalf of the Dr. Disrespect brand. It's like, dude, you're the same person. Mm-hmm. Just say you're
just
sorry, man.
Yeah.
Like when
he did it for all that shit when he cheated on his
wife. He cheated on his wife.
Just do it again.
He didn't go live on the Guy Beam Twitch.tv channel. He went live on the Dr.
Does he have one for?
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying, like, he didn't create one just so he can make an apology. Like, he went live on the Dr. Disrespect channel, and you know, said all that stuff. And obviously, like, that was definitely a lot more an emotional time for him than doing what he did. But I just think that, it gets to a point. Like, obviously,
Just be mature about it, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. You have a wife. You have kids. Does he have kids?
He has fucking kids.
You should have known better not
one
to,
kid.
You should have known better not to do it in the first place.
Right. No, but, I mean, to be fair, I didn't even realize it was illegal to film in a bathroom.
It is.
I had no idea. anyway, and it's not like I've done that before, but I did not know. I just wouldn't do it. If I was in his position, I wouldn't film in the bathroom just for the sake of filming in the bathroom, not for the sake of, like,
this
is a felony.
Take your piss and
get
out.
I'm like, why would I want to film in the bathroom? Like, unless, you know, no one was in there and I was doing stupid stuff, but people were in there. It's like, I don't want to film them. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, like, his apology was overall, like, well received, but then going after, like, specific writers for some reason. And, like, I understand his name is Dr. Disrespect, and he's done, like, little tiffs with, like, Shroud, who's a big streamer. But obviously it's, like, playful kind of things.
Yeah.
And he's playing a character. But this kind of seems like this is
immature bullshit.
This is Guy Beam being angry throughout, through Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, I get
right?
What you're
he's
saying.
Using him as, like, an outlet. Because the actual person is angry at these writers. And
that is
so clear. It's so transparent to see on his Twitter.
These people are just doing their job.
Right.
Like, you're one of the biggest streamers in the world, and they're video game journalists. Like, what do you expect them to do? You're the dumbass
the first thing I thought of is, like, Jason Schreier reported a ton on No Man's Sky when they were going through a bunch of shit. And obviously, like, he attacked the game for not having specific things.
Yeah.
But it's not like Hello Games came out and was like, fuck this guy, you know, or, like, anything like that. Like, they put their heads down, they turned the game around, they did the right thing.
Right.
And it's like, all Dr. Disrespect had to do was just say nothing about that, you know, or maybe, like, apologize and say, like, you know, something towards Jason Schreier, like, or something towards the Kotaku writers, like, you know, I understand why you guys did this. I apologize.
They're just doing their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. They're just reporting on what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I don't know if you heard, but Jason Schreier has some really great, like, comebacks to what Dr. Disrespect said.
I didn't hear what he said.
One of the things was like, you know, I'd love to talk about this on a Skype call, but if you're more comfortable, I'll be in the bathroom for it. Like, things like that. So yeah, he obviously was like kind of having fun with it, but yeah, also yeah. It's just like, you know, Dr. Disrespect, I understand you're trying to disrespect everybody.
He's trying
right?
to keep his brand alive, but I don't think he needed to. Like,
right.
During his 2-week ban or whatever, people were still in his chat talking yeah. and subscribing
I
to his channel.
I went in his chat and saw people chatting because I needed to see
during
it
his
for real.
Ban that he could not, like, mm-hmm. stream. Like, people were still. I don't think he has an issue with losing subs. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a strange issue.
Yeah,
this dude's an adult. Like, I don't understand.
A lot of, I also saw people like saying he should be arrested and all this kind of stuff. I don't really agree with that because everyone as a content creator makes a stupid mistake. Like, you have so many people watching you all the time that it's kind of hard to like kind of filter yourself among specific things because, like, you know, like, for example, like us, like, we're not being like filmed all the time and things like that. So, like, certain things we do, I'm not saying we do like terrible things, but like certain things we do, we're like, we probably don't think about being bad or being something that would be construed as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if we had cameras on us all the time, obviously that could be framed in a different way because people are saying like, oh, he was filming kids in the bathroom and all this kind of stuff. Personally, I didn't really see that. I don't know if that's actually part of the video, but I did watch clips of it. And I didn't see any like kids, but obviously like that can be taken
apparently
out
for,
of context.
For E3, you can't, I think 17
right.
is the youngest you can get in, but apparently there was a kid in the video.
Yeah.
Still, it is illegal to film in the bathroom.
Right.
So I don't know legally what could happen
right.
to him or what should have happened to him.
And I also think that, you know, as a YouTuber with a huge audience, you don't always think about like the
Twitch
laws
streamer.
And like things like that, because mm-hmm. like I've seen streamers before, like there's a lot of prank channels that like
well, I mean,
do a lot of things that would be,
who's the guy who went to the suicide forest fucking,
Logan Paul.
Yeah, like they do yeah. that shit and nothing
well,
really
yeah.
happened to him.
Yeah, well, that's clearly like, it's not that it's illegal, it's just that's fucked
that's
up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But
like, for example, I watched like I've seen prank YouTubers before that obviously do things that would be considered sexual harassment mm-hmm. by like, you know, hugging girls without their like consent and
but
things
they
like
get
that.
Away with that stuff because
exactly.
it's not like in the office space or anything like that. Like,
exactly. Just... And they're doing it because, you know, it's you know, they're assuming the girl will not like be like, oh, I'm gonna sue you or something like that, and they're doing it for like the views and all that stuff. And so Dr. Disrespect is in this mind,
it's kinda like it's kinda like
exactly
like you or I go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I had to go to sexual harassment like training and all that bullshit.
I don't think anyone ever has gone to that except for you.
My job makes me
no,
go
I
to that
I
stuff.
I didn't have to go to it, but I had an online thing for it.
Right, so there's something yeah. that they tell you about it.
Yeah.
Streamers and YouTubers, they're not
right.
going through these formal trainings or whatever.
And they're being watched way more than we are.
Right, so, yeah. I mean, you'd hope they'd have more common sense than that, but they're also not being educated. And I don't know, like, fuck, I didn't need to go through that sexual to know
right.
not what to do and not what
right.
not to do, but
but you also got to think, like, Dr. Disrespect, like, think of his brand, right? His whole persona
disrespect
is
people.
Disrespect stuff, right? So it's, like, it's hard to, like, draw the line for
right.
that because there's probably so many things he does that are, like, people are like, oh, that's over the line. You know, even if he calls out a developer and he says, like, oh, like, fuck you, your game's trash, you know, things like that. Like,
right,
people,
right.
some people might consider that over the line. But then if it starts to like, it's hard to like control yourself if you're going over the line so often, and then all of a sudden you go over the line,
it becomes the normal,
it's the
for
law,
you.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You go over the line, and then you're like, oh fuck,
I
just technically broke
and
the law.
I just feel like his apology was not serious enough for what he did.
Right.
I mean, and like you said, you didn't know it was illegal. Like, I knew it was just because I'm not going to get into the reasoning why. Like, I didn't do anything, but I heard something came up. But long story short, there was a leak in the roof at work in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And a coworker went in to take a picture of it. And somebody who worked in a different office, like different company, was in there and bitched at him for taking a picture in the bathroom. Well, that's so that's how I know, like, taking pictures in the bathroom is not, like, cool. But, I mean, that situation is like...
stall door and he's like, hey!
He's like, that's illegal. This dude's literally taking a picture of a leaking ceiling tile to show management. Right. And he was bitching about it. But that's the only reason
why...
That's
a different story. Yeah,
that's the only reason why I know this is a tender subject. Right. I was in the fucking gym last week and some dude was video chatting in the gym. Like, in the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm like, dudes are getting naked in here and you're video chatting with your wife. Like that's weird. But
it's for xvideos.com.
But anyway, like... I don't know. I feel like it's a common sense thing. This whole thing could have been avoided.
You're right.
Unless he wanted the publicity. Like,
that's
like
the thing.
We've also said multiple times we listen to Kind of Funny, right? That was one of the points that he knew he would get a 2-week ban and people would rally behind him and he'd get all these more, all like,
because Twitch
sub
is
increase.
So lenient with their ban.
Because how much money Dr. Disrespect makes
for them.
Twitch. Like,
exactly.
They don't want to ban him based on how much money he brings in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's another thing. It's like, sometimes it doesn't even have to do with their brand, like Dr. Disrespect's brand. It's like, just a Twitch streamer in general knows they can push buttons, push the envelope.
Because it's all about money.
Because Twitch won't fully ban them, right?
Yeah, it's all about money.
You know, there was even like a streamer that like beat his wife and like he only had like a 2-week ban.
Yeah, but they re-banned
him. They re-banned him, but still, it's like, why not ban that guy permanently
in the first place?
That,
if you break the law on Twitch, like on camera, you should be lifetime. That's my opinion.
Unless you're smoking the green. No, but yeah.
If you're in a legal state, I guess it doesn't matter. But anything like that, if you break the law on stream, I think you should get life. Like, you're done. Like, that's what I think. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we have 3 more topics to get through in about 11 minutes. if anyone has any more topics, please put them in the chat.
I guess we'll talk... for 5 minutes after.
Yeah, we'll talk after this and go over your guys' topics that are
So if you're listening on podcast services around the globe, check us out on Twitch. You might get a little post show, you know.
Yeah, a little post show action, you know. Some nip slips. the next topic here is one that's not as silly or anything like that.
Is it Mario Maker?
No, it's Etika. So we just want to briefly cover this, and you guys obviously probably know, but there was I believe he was a Pokemon YouTuber. Both of us aren't really that familiar with him.
I did not follow his content.
I did not follow him either until he passed away, unfortunately. But he was he would make reaction videos for a lot of Pokemon stuff. His name is Etika, and he unfortunately did commit suicide.
It's terrible.
And I just want to bring this up because a lot of people don't realize how much social media will affect, like, their audience will affect how they're feeling. So this guy had so much positive feedback, right? With everything that he did, but he still felt like he needed to keep pushing the envelope. And it kind of relates to the Dr. Disrespect thing. That's why I wanted to bring it up. And sorry about that noise there. Bags is just being irresponsible.
I can't stop myself touching things.
And he's touching himself. No, he's touching the Lancer. But, you know, like, it's clear to see that, like, you know, obviously there's a big personal impact when it comes to, like, social reach and social kind of attention.
Yeah.
And, like, Dr. Disrespect... I kind of want to relate it to that because he pushed the envelope with the bathroom stuff. And obviously Etika, from what I've read and from what I've seen, he also tried to like push the envelope in different ways. And he kind of like realized that he was pushing it too far and like didn't feel right about it. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on with him clearly that he felt it was necessary to end his life. But that's not obviously not something that we think was right or anything like that. But it just kind of brings up another point of, like, you know, like, just because nowadays everyone wants to try to get big on social media, including myself. Like, you know, I've done certain things, trying to like, oh, this hopefully will get views and things like that. And like, seeing something, a story like this is like, you know, it's not always like a positive experience for a lot of people. Like sometimes people blow up on the internet and they don't know how to handle it internally.
It's a lot. Like you start influencing, you know, hundreds and thousands of people.
Right.
And they will like, they'll badmouth you or talk positive to you, you know, like that stuff just happens when you get that big on the internet.
Right.
And some people, you know, like it's tough to deal with. Like I mentioned on the last podcast, things will make me anxious. Like making sure the trip went well, like, things that happen in your life affect people differently, and that could have made this dude super anxious and uncomfortable and all that.
He tried to satisfy his viewership by doing these kind of outrageous things.
And it took a toll, maybe.
And then, yeah, exactly. It took a toll, and he just couldn't mentally deal with that kind of stuff.
It's a tough thing to hear, even though we didn't follow his content, but you don't want to hear that stuff. Briefly, Tyler Skaggs, like the MLB player that, it was a topic I had written down for Just Because. We didn't get to talk about it.
Yeah, why?
They haven't announced why he died yet.
I know,
but
he was in his hotel room.
Yeah,
right?
So and you don't know, but it's just a terrible thing. Yeah. The young kids dying for no reason. It's just sad.
Yeah. And I don't know. Though obviously you weren't like familiar with like Etika's content or anything like that, but there was actually a video he posted that YouTube took down, but people re-uploaded, and I watched it, and it's basically his last video, and he's literally saying like, and he's kind of like in a like a happy mood almost, and he's literally saying like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself, and like, sorry to so and so, sorry to so and so.
It's tough when you're going through that. It's like, I don't feel that way. I assume you, right. You've never felt that way.
No, of course not.
It's like,
yeah.
There will always be people there for you, even though they're not there in the moment. They're not there. Like somebody is going to miss you. Somebody's
right.
Needs you around. So even there's people to help you, and you're here to help other people.
Right.
Like there's never a reason to.
And
do that.
I was kind of talking about that a little bit, like with the day it happened with Etika. Like I was with Maria, my fiance. So I started, you know, talking about it, and I was like, because she teaches like young kids, and I was like, you know, do any of your students know who this is? Because they might know, be familiar. But it was kind of after she was out for the summer, so she was like, oh, they never mentioned him. But I kind of brought up like, you know, if you ever are thinking about doing something like that, like ending your life, like just. There will definitely be people that miss you.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So even if there's not someone like that's directly with you, like just know there's people
with you. Even if they're not in the same room with you, same house, same state, same country, there's somebody there for you.
There are people that will miss you. Yeah. So like,
if you think there isn't, you can find people that will be. You know, like you if you're alone, go on Twitch, go on Xbox. If you'll find friends, like there's somebody there.
Right. And I actually saw like they created a memorial or something on the bridge that he jumped off. And those were guaranteed probably from people that he never even met. Right. That
he cared enough. So many of these people's lives.
Right. That
you know,
cared enough about him to go to that spot and put something there.
Yeah, he didn't know
for
these
him.
People, but
right.
They were there for him.
Right. Like, so I just think like, you know, there's always people that will miss you, even if you don't even know who they are. Right. So especially if you're a content creator,
that ending your life is never the answer. You know, right. I get that things can get really hard.
Right.
But it can get better.
Yeah. And this, it kind of relates to, we went and saw Bo Burnham a while ago, and I don't know if you remember any of this, but I've watched his, basically what we saw of him live. He has like a special of it, and I've watched it at least 10 times, throughout like, you know, the time we've seen him. And if you guys don't know Bo Burnham, he's a really great, comedian, and he does a lot of like introspective stuff. And you should check him out. But one of the things that he said that kind of like stuck with me, cause I'm sort of like a content creator, and I've been doing it for like a while, even if I don't have like a huge audience, is that he basically said, like, you know, if you're out there and you're looking for an audience, don't. And like, that's basically what he said. And like, yeah, coming from someone like that, that has had such a huge audience, like, he's always been kind of introspective like that, where it's like, he never
started out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And stuff,
he never asked for this. And like, he's saying, like, if, you know, there's, he's like, social media has like kind of taken over our culture, and he's like, everyone's kind of looking for the audience. And he's like, just don't look for, like, you don't need to look for an audience. Like, just live your life, and you don't need to try to make it so it's like, you know, how many likes did I get on this post? How many things like that? So ever since I saw that live, I've kind of always kept that in my mind, especially, and it was brought up kind of strongly again when I saw the Etika stuff, was like, you know, it's not that important to me to like get so many likes. Like, I just like creating content for the sake of it.
Cause it's
and
fun.
Like, I don't care about the numbers and things like that.
I think I said before, my podcast, just because I think I have 50 view, like, listens in total. Like, you know, it's awesome. It makes me happy when people listen to it, but it's like,
right,
I don't do it for the listens. Like, right, it'd be great if it got listens and we turned into a job or whatever.
Right.
But it's like, I enjoy coming here and just talking with you,
right,
and just bullshitting and
yeah,
hopefully I make some people happy along the way, but
yeah.
But it's like, that's like a great way to look at it. It's like, you're doing it for your enjoyment.
Right. Yeah. Like, you don't need an audience to do something that you love to do. And kind of on the flip side of that is like the Tavern podcast that I've done before for Sea of Thieves. You know, like, it's had a pretty good response. I've only done like 3 or 4 episodes, and I've had like over 100 people per episode. But like, I've looked at those stats like recently, and like, I just haven't felt like creating another episode. And like, like, part of me is like, okay, there's a certain amount of people that like probably are expecting another episode, but like, part of me is also like satisfied with the fact that I don't feel pressured that like I need to make another episode. Because
you do it for fun.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's not like your job. It's not
right,
like,
exactly.
Like, and when you force content, then you lose like quality, in my
right,
opinion.
Right. So that's kind of like, you mentioned, I think, my tweet in the Just Because podcast, or maybe, no, it was this podcast. Where I was talking about, like, I feel like I'm being pulled in several directions as far as like games go, and I don't know which content to create, because it mainly, for me, I've been trying to follow like what I love at that very moment, but I know to be successful on YouTube or Twitch, you have to be consistent with a specific kind of genre or game, and like, that's just not who I am, and like, I don't. Like, I'm kind
of... You can't go away from who you are and what you want to do, because then you're just
right,
miserable.
But, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm glad that I don't ignore that part of me, and I'm like, oh, well, I have
it's
to
like,
do this just because I'm going to get big with it.
I think,
like,
this is a broad example, but when we first started streaming, and you stuck with it, but we started streaming just a lot of Mario Kart. If you were just a Mario Kart streamer from now until then, you'd hate it.
Right, and I think that... you know, like they say, fake it till you make it. And like, I agree with that to a point, but like for me, like that's not the only way to go. Like, people assume that's the only way to go is like fake it till you make it. But if you guys are listening, you know, like, just do what you love every single day, and eventually something will happen.
Something. Yeah.
That relates to that. Even if it's not like a full-time job, but like, if you do what you love every single day, like if I love Gears of War and I make Gears of War content, you know, for years on end, something will happen where either developer will realize what I'm doing, the community will realize I'm consistent, and I'll get 100 views every video I do.
It's like a guy,
enough for me.
It's a guy like Landon, right? Like, he's not huge, but he's bigger, and he's playing Gears. Like, that's a game he loves.
Yeah,
like, that's, and
if you guys don't know Landon 2006 on YouTube, he's got close to 100,000 subscribers, I think, but he's literally been doing it, I think, since 2006.
Like, I watched him back in the day, and I follow him on Twitter, so I saw some gif of him today of like, and that's what made me think of that. And like,
you know what's great about him as well is that you know, like, obviously, like, I've like kind of known, I've messaged him before back in like the Skype days of Gears of War, whenever all the teams were on Skype and things like that. And I've been in his stream like pretty often recently. And I was like, you know, hey, what's up, man? Like, I'm a mod in his stream, so he noticed, like, my message or whatever. And he's like, hey, Spoons, like, good to see you, man. And I was like, hey, we should play soon. He's like, yeah, man, like, if you're on right now, like, we should totally play. And I'm like, that is awesome that, like, yeah, someone like who has been grinding for so much and, like, I haven't been around in Gears for so long that they're like, you know, like, hop in, play. Right, it's right. Because he just loves playing Gears with people that he knows.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Like, that's – he played what he wanted to play for that long and got to where he is. Like, that's
– and he, like, remembers people that, like, played with him back in the day and, like, you know.
I think another example of this, not gaming related, though, is Olin. Like, Olin Rogers, like, he does what he wanted to do.
Right.
And he didn't conform to – like, he could have got sponsors and shit and he said no.
Yeah, I remember, if you guys don't know Olin Rogers, he has a popular show called Final Space.
Yeah. But we've been following him since
Balloon Shop, before he even had his Olin Rogers channel. But he had the Soda Parlor documentary, I believe, which I watch every now and then. And the Eat a Slice with Me documentary is the big inspiration for me personally. But the Soda Parlor documentary is what you're referencing, I think, where he says he had someone who was working for him, and, like, she quit her job to work for him full time, and there was a sponsorship opportunity that came in, and, like, he really wanted to say yes because it would help pay for that person that quit their job. And he just couldn't do it.
Like, it was against, like, what
he started, like, crying, like, all this kind of, like, you know, stuff came out, and he was just like, he can't do it because that's just not what he believes in. But he felt so bad because he knew if he did do it, that it would be for that person quit their job. Right. So, like, obviously, like, that one of the reasons he's my favorite YouTuber is that, and just, like, yeah, just following your passion and not caring about, you know,
what's trending happens, only what outcomes are
exactly
it,
but anyway we're kind of drifting. So we got two more topics here. We're over an hour, so let's hammer these quick. Super Mario Maker 2 came out recently. I'm probably gonna pick it up eventually.
Not right away, trying to save some money, but I heard the 100 Mario Nintendo generated courses, like the story mode.
100 Mario?
100. I think it's 100 Mario. 100 Mario courses. No, 100 courses.
Oh, that's the story mode? Is 100?
I think it's 100. Okay. I heard it's fun. I'm getting this from the Kind of Funny guys.
Now, question, are the 100 courses the same for everybody, or are they, like, randomly ordered?
The story mode. I don't know if they're, I believe they're all the same. I don't know if they're in different orders.
Okay.
Or not. All
right. Interesting.
I was super into. I watched a lot of the first Mario Maker on YouTube.
Did you ever own it?
No.
Okay. I had it.
I was at my cousin's house this past weekend. He was making a course. He has it.
In the first one?
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one. Okay.
Yeah. I do want to get it eventually. Just trying to save some money.
I probably will end up picking it up, honestly, when it has the online multiplayer.
Yeah.
Just so, like, we can play together and, like, people on stream can probably play with us, and maybe we'll do some gaming streams on Nookshots.
If we could do stuff. Some, like, community stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I've also watched, like, Mario Maker 2 on stream, and obviously it's getting a lot of great feedback.
I watched
feedback.
A bunch of the first one.
I love the first one, like, playing it, and even playing it on stream, like, people will come in and be like, hey, try out my course and things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, that part of it alone is just
that's
so
cool.
Awesome.
It's
because it's just kind of like, you know, fresh content and things like that. So I really enjoyed that. But let's get into our last topic here, shall we? Mm-hmm. Apex Season 2. Now, tell me everything you know.
I know
because
nothing.
You're the expert here.
Nope. I didn't buy Season 1. I played during Season 1, assuming I would buy it because you could play and it would log your progress. And then just, you know, when you bought it, just retro.
So, are you in the Battle Royale mood at all?
A little bit, just because everybody's... I almost played it last night, but I just fell asleep instead.
Yeah.
I will jump into it. I'm not going to buy it right away. I'm going to do the same thing I did with
you. You're
going
to be
one.
More convinced to buy it now.
Yeah.
Mainly because they're actually... Like, this is what, like, the first Battle Pass should have been. You're getting legendary items, things like that, you know, great skins, all that kind of stuff throughout the entire battle pass. But one of the coolest things is that you're actually going to get enough crafting materials to actually craft whatever legendary skin you want. So, like, if you really like a specific lifeline skin,
okay, that's cool.
Then yeah, you're going to get enough crafting materials to actually do that. Yeah. And that's not something that was actually present in the first one. Plus, there's specific challenges that you can do every week, kind of like Fortnite has. So it kind of keeps you, like, trying different things out, right. Keeps you playing every day. And plus, Watson is a new hero that looks new
and
legend
like
that
the
looks
challenges,
really cool.
You can get like levels quicker.
Probably. Right, exactly. Yeah, and so that's actually something that they said
that was a gripe with season one.
Yeah, like I only hit like level like 10 or something.
I didn't
like
bother
that.
To buy it because it's like I didn't play enough because it wasn't like this stuff isn't.
Yeah, well, see, I only bought it because I was like, oh, I got to support these guys. I've been playing so much, but then I realized like it's levels up so slowly that fuck, I probably shouldn't have bought this. but they actually said they literally said during E3 that like you're gonna level up way quicker to 100 than you would in the first battle.
They realized their mistakes and they fixed it.
So. Yeah, so I think honestly. They probably should have waited to even release the game until they had a solid battle pass that was similar to Fortnite built out. Because think about it, they didn't even do any marketing prior. They released it like
it was like shadow dropped almost.
Shadow dropped. I literally played it the day it came out, the day it was announced.
Yeah.
And I think if they just waited maybe like an extra 6 months, it wouldn't have affected anything. Like because there was no marketing building up to it. So
right.
Anyway, we're going over time here, so I think that's the last topic that we'll cover here. So that was episode number 18 of the Mistakes Were Made podcast.
Assume we'll probably get the next one out 2 weeks.
Probably
maybe.
2 weeks from now, yeah. And I think
we'll see. We got a big event. We'll see if we have the time.
We got a big event, a big wedding coming up. Mr. Bag's wedding.
No,
here.
Not mine.
My wedding coming up, so you know, we'll see how that goes.
But I think that the next week after that would be the 2 week mark anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll work out. Just because and, maybe we'll try to squeak a just because in before, but we'll see.
Maybe with some guests. I know there's been some guests
we have a buddy who really wants to get, but we can talk about that later.
You know, I also thought it like it'd be great to have even more than three people on.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was thinking of like the Kind of Funny podcast where they have like four people on.
Yeah,
so, like, we have plenty of friends that obviously would.
Oh
love
yeah, we
to
can
be
have
on,
as many as we need.
Just a matter of like equipment wise, what we have, you know. So anyway, so thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow us twitter.com/nookshots. And also, you can follow Bags over at twitter.com/BagsGaming. And you can follow myself over at twitter.com/TheRealSpoons. But thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to stay live a little bit longer here to answer some chat questions. So if you are listening on podcast services around the globe, be sure to tune in live at twitch.tv/NookShots. And you'll be greeted to the post podcast show.
Also check out the Tommy John Show on all podcast services that I guess Anchor goes to.
That is Tommy JAWNZ.
Yep.
Tommy Johns.
He's pretty much the leader of the network.
Yes.
Also check out the Room of Wreck on YouTube.
Yes. We will soon have a website that has all this stuff linked.
Yeah.
So hopefully in a future episode.
And the Just
we'll
Because
that.
Podcast. Check that one out.
Yes. Actually, don't check that one out.
Check that one out. Check that one out. We did that one just before this. I think it's a good. Yeah. I think our last episode is the smoothest episode we've ever done, honestly.
Yes. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time.
Peace.